You're listening to SBS News.
It was on the 28th of February that the first coronavirus death in the US was confirmed.
My father was a really caring person. He just wanted to help people, and he was really outgoing. You know, he thought he was really funny.
Oh, wow. I can see the little candies on there.
Nathan Lambrecht's father, Doug, recorded here with his family at a recent birthday, had been recovering from a medical procedure in a nursing home in Washington State when he contracted the virus. At that stage, when it was all very new, Nathan did at least get the opportunity many have since missed out on to say goodbye, albeit wearing a protective suit and visor.
Before February, when my father did get sick, I was in the camp of people who were skeptical. I even went as far as I was posting stuff on Facebook, you know, kind of joking about how this is just like the flu and people are overreacting.
But he does blame the government for what he sees as serious failings as he watched the numbers of dead mount by the tens of thousands.
If I was to be sitting across from the president right now, I would ask him to think about the people's lives. We should have been listening to the doctors and the scientists. We should not have been listening to people talking about the stock market.
There were some places in the US, like South Dakota, that never imposed a statewide lockdown at all, though there were deaths there too, of course, like Republican Representative Bob Glanzer. Republican Party colleague Jean Hunhoff described how they said their farewells to Representative Glanzer.
We all had flags, South Dakota and the American flag, and we lined the highway where the funeral procession went through to give our significance. He was a very caring, given, listening type of individual, always working to do the best that he could.
So what of all the criticism of her party and its perceived mixed messaging on the coronavirus and the lack of a shutdown across the state?
We know best what works in our state. It's very easy to do 2020 hindsight and say, oh, this should have been done. We will go back and look, but it's easy to stand on the outside and pose judgment.
She was 12 years older than me, and so it felt like losing a mom and a big sister.
Reverend Marshall Hatch from Chicago has now buried Rhoda, heard here chatting in a video recorded by her brother.
I'll see you Saturday.
Given his loss, and the loss especially of so many other African Americans in particular, he's been, in his words, disturbed at what he's been seeing of late.
I think 100,000 is an extraordinary number. It means that there's a lot of pain and grief. But some of us in the Black community are very concerned that as the narrative became that African Americans were disproportionately impacted by the virus, that there was also then a push to open up the country that many of us think, you know, prematurely, that again suggests the devaluation of Black life.
The figures here have, of course, far outstripped those in any other nation. But some of that opening up has already started, even as more American families are facing the heartache of losing someone close to them.